Hello, this is Dr. Joanne Manson, Professor of Medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School. I'd like to talk with you today about the recent confusing reports on omega-3 fish oil. Is there a way that we can make sense of these recent studies that seem to be at odds with earlier evidence that suggested cardioprotection from the omega-3s? Have the omega-3s lost their luster, or are there other explanations for these recent findings? There are several mechanisms through which the omega-3s may protect against cardiovascular disease, including reducing inflammation, lowering clotting risks, reducing triglyceride levels, and the risk of irregular heart rhythms. However, the recent randomized trials in high-risk populations, those with either multiple risk factors or a prior history of cardiovascular disease, have suggested very little benefit from the omega-3s. Now, a recent report was published in New England Journal in early May, and it was of patients with multiple cardiovascular risk factors and tested 1 gram a day of fish oil versus placebo and showed no benefit. Also, three separate meta-analyses have been published in the past year looking at all of the randomized trials in aggregate. These are secondary prevention randomized trials, high-risk populations, and in general, these meta-analyses have shown disappointing results. Now, it's very important to keep in mind that these high-risk populations, secondary prevention populations, include many individuals who are already taking multiple heart medications such as statins and aspirin and ACE inhibitors, which may obscure an effect of the omega-3. So there may be very little incremental benefit from omega-3s in that setting. Now, what can we conclude from these recent findings? Well, first, these randomized trials of fish oil do not cast doubt on the recommendation to have at least 2 servings per week of dietary fish. That is a recommendation from the American Heart Association and many other professional societies, and there are many studies to suggest benefits. Some of the benefit may be because dietary fish is replacing other foods that could increase risk, such as red meat or foods high in saturated fat. So do recommend at least 2 servings per week of fish, particularly the darker fatty fish such as salmon and mackerel. Now, secondly, in patients who are candidates for prescription omega-3s who have very high triglyceride levels, these findings do not cast doubt on that indication for use. So that would still be an appropriate use. And in patients who are taking fish oil and are doing very well on it and feel strongly that the fish oil is helping their symptoms or a benefit to them, there's really no strong basis from these studies for encouraging stopping, because there weren't major risks of the fish oil found in these studies. But we really do need primary prevention trials of the omega-3s in populations that are at usual risk, general populations. We're doing such a trial. The VITAL trial, vitamin D and omega-3 trial, is being done at Brigham and Women's Hospital, a nationwide trial of more than 20,000 men and women testing omega-3s in primary prevention. And we also need to be looking at other health outcomes where omega-3s may be promising, and many of these outcomes will be looked at in the VITAL trial, including prevention of cognitive decline, depression, autoimmune diseases, diabetes, and eye diseases such as macular degeneration and dry eye syndrome. But at the present time, the real focus should be on increasing dietary fish intake. Thank you very much for your attention. This is Joanne Manson.